a campaign announcement for the soon-to-be-vacant U.S. Senate seat in Oklahoma. Details on legislation to create a laboratory research hub, and OU is set to begin exploring changes to its Norman campus. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Deborah Shar. Tulsa Congressman Kevin Hearn says he'll be running to replace Mark Wayne Mullen in the U.S. Senate. Robbie Korth has more.
Hearn's announcement is the latest political domino to fall in a cascade of them after President Donald Trump selected Oklahoma's junior senator to serve as his cabinet secretary running the Department of Homeland Security. Hearn was first elected to Congress in 2018 and will likely face a crowded GOP primary this June. He's already positioning himself as a MAGA ally of President Trump in a campaign video.
The American dream is under threat by the radical left and Rhino Republicans who oppose President Trump's America First agenda and want to turn the United States into a third world country.
Hearn is the first to officially announce he's entering the race. Mullen's immediate replacement will be selected by Governor Kevin Stitt. However, under state law, that person will need to sign an affidavit that they won't seek re-election. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahoma's statewide charter school board rejected a public virtual Jewish charter school's application this week for the second time. But board members say they're actually supportive of the school itself. The board previously fought for a similar Catholic charter school, which proved unsuccessful before the U.S. Supreme Court 2 years ago. To that end, the board voted to hire outside legal counsel, the conservative Christian legal group First Liberty Institute, to represent them when the Jewish school's founders file an anticipated lawsuit. Board Chairman Brian Shellum.
Our job is to make decisions for the best for the state of Oklahoma that represents this board's values as well.
The hiring will ultimately require approval from Attorney General Gettner Drummond. The AG had previously argued against the Catholic school effort as it made its way through the courts. Oklahoma lawmakers have advanced a measure to bolster Oklahoma's research capabilities. And as Lionel Ramos reports, the bill hopes to position the state as a federally designated national laboratory.
House Bill 3176 by Elk City Republican Nick Archer would create the Oklahoma Gas Hub under the State Department of Commerce. The hub would coordinate between federal and state agencies, higher education institutions, and private industry partners to jumpstart long-term funding support for research and development of energy, infrastructure, and defense technologies.
We know that today the Department of Energy at the federal level has RFIs open to states for innovation campuses. I think it would be important for our Department of Commerce to pursue opportunities like that.
Archer envisions a robust workforce pipeline and incentives to keep Oklahoma's best talents in the state, but his fellow lawmakers have hesitations about the implementation and costs of the measure. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The measure passed the House floor with 51 votes in favor and 37 votes in opposition. It moves on to the Senate for committee consideration. The University of Oklahoma is launching a long-term campus master planning process for its Norman campus. KGOU's Tegan Smith has details.
University President Joseph Harris Jr. says the plan will guide physical development on campus over the next decade and beyond, covering facilities, infrastructure, transportation, and open spaces. The planning process is set to run 17 months, beginning this spring. It will cover OU's full Norman footprint, including the University Research Campus, North Campus, and Max Westheimer Airport, with possible future phases extending to the OU Health Campus in Oklahoma City and OU Tulsa. OU has hired Ayers St. Gross, a campus planning firm, to lead the effort. The process will include surveys, open forums, and stakeholder conversations. A final plan is expected to go before university leadership and the Board of Regents upon completion. I'm Tegan Smith.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.